Blog Talk Radio.
Unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer. He is the only acceptable Lamb of God, y'all. He's the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave. He's our only hope and light, y'all, for this lost, dark, and dying world that we are living in, and we're living it under the beautiful hand, mercy, grace, and power of God. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Y'all already know how we roll here on this fire gospel experience. Y'all know we don't take no prisoners. Y'all know we just take names and keep moving in Jesus' holy name. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl. Because, listen, God intends for each and every one of us, believers in Jesus the Christ, to be a victorious believer. That means more than a conqueror. Because, look, God is not a respected person. If he did it for those Bible men and women back in those days that we read, study, pray about, and meditate over, he'll do it for us, too. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration and nutrition from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 18, where we read the Apostle Paul is speaking about a subject that many of us Christians would care not to discuss at all. Even more so on his tone and tenor of how acceptable suffering could be. How that we should not see suffering as something that should necessarily be shunned or prayed away. How the suffering for Christ's sake should be viewed as honored servitude and great blessing and greater intimacy with and from God to come. Lord Jesus, we're going to talk about suffering right here in this fire gospel experience. That's right, I said suffering. Suffering. Not that stuff you get yourself into. No. We're going to talk about suffering for Christ's sake. Amen. My special guest is here, phenomenal young millennial man of God, gospel artist, musician, pastor, preacher, teacher. Woo! So excited to have my homeboy from the D, Detroit, yes indeed, man of God, Torrence Rudd. Pastor Torrence Rudd is here. And boy, we go chop it up, we go chat it up, and we go have like this mini Torrence Rudd concert right here on this fire gospel experience. Amen. It goes right there. So listen. We go do what we do. Why don't you go to call a family member, a friend, a coworker, anybody that is in your spirit right now, and let them know that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the internet radio doing what God gave me to do, and that's to bring him honor, to bring him glory, to bring him praise right here, just like we in church, y'all. And then we're going to get our spiritual groove on while we're doing just that. So we've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for overseeing our lives and giving us this fire to move forward in your precious name, Jesus. And most of all, thank you for lighting this fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
About lost sheep, so we got some demons up off of me. I was blind, but now I see. Yes, I was bound, but now I'm free. Yes, I'm free. Yes, totally. In Christ, I got the victory. I got the victory, and that showed up. I was there, that he showed up. He was crucified, he hung his head, and died. And on the third day, he rose up. Told the devil, you can hold up. Broke the chains, you can't hold us. In Christ, you know that we are prosperous, and I never ever thought to be popular. I'm out here to preach this gospel, bro. They don't really understand.
so they knocking us, and they be mocking us, and they be docking us. But still they know it ain't no stopping us. If I can't say the name of Jesus in my rhymes, then y'all might as well go ahead and lay me down. Cause I ain't come here just to compromise. I can't let you know about exercise.
He changed my life, so I know it's real. He's in my heart, so I know it's real. Can't see him, but I know it's real. You can't change the way it feels. He changed my life, so I know it's real. He's in my heart, so I know it's real. Can't see him, but I know it's real. You can't change the way it feels. Everywhere I go, I gotta tell somebody. Everywhere I go, I gotta tell somebody. I know it's real. I know it's real. I know it's real.
Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Satan had it out for me, but God wouldn't let him hurt me. I'm hungry and I'm thirsting after righteousness. I put my all into this music, giving it my best. If I never do another show outside my city, it don't even matter, cause I know that I'm forgiven. He's the reason that I'm living, reason that I'm gifted. See, I was born this way, created in his image. Amen. Tribe of Judah, giving praise, he's a lost ruler. I don't know who I'm talking to, don't know who I'm talking to, but God knows the plans that he had for you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God knows the plans that he had for you.
He changed my life, so I know it's real. He's in my heart, so I know it's real. Can't see him, but I know it's real. You can't change the way it feels. He changed my life, so I know it's real. He's in my heart, so I know it's real. Can't see him, but I know it's real. You can't change the way.
And it's A1. Another God that ain't one. I searched all over, ain't none. So miss me with that false teaching. Our religion, no Jesus. We all need some more Jesus. He's the reason that I am breathing. I'm on a mission for show. No letting go. I'm out here reaching for souls. And no, I ain't not tasting no paper. He is the highest and there's no one greater. His grace is true and his love is kind. I'm out here trying to tell everybody and everybody that knows somebody. Yeah, we all need to know about it.
He changed my life, so I know it's real. So I know it's real. Can't see him, but I know it's real. You can't change the way it feels. He changed my life, so I know it's real. He's in my heart, so I know it's real. Can't see him, but I know it's real. You can't change the way it feels. Everywhere I go, I gotta tell somebody. Everywhere I go, I gotta tell somebody. I know it's real. I know it's real. I know it's real.
You know, it don't matter to me what you say or what you're talking about or what you're trying to convince me of. If there's something other than what I already know to be real, you just wasted time, energy, and breath. You might as well go and carry on with somebody else, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is real. And that leads me to want to just continue to say a prayer for those people that have been deceived one way or another because they have not accepted the truth of the reality of God. But you know what? There's still time. There's still opportunity, because I was not always a believer. Thank God I was baptized at the age of 15. But y'all know, between 15 and about the age of 23, 24, I wasn't living holy. I wasn't living Christian. I thought I was just good in the eyesight of God because I was baptized. But you know what? God's grace prevails over sometimes our ignorance and our waywardness. So we continue to pray for those people that were like us that needed prayer. Amen goes right there. That was the sound of the young millennial brother that I am just so excited to have here with us today. I'm trying to tell you, he is a man of many talents and gifts. Owner, founder at Passion 360 Photographer, pastor at Power Chapel Worldwide Ignite. He is a man that is a businessman. He is a married man. He is a father. And he's coming for us live from Lynette, Alabama. My man, I'm telling you, God has his people planted all over the city, state, and country where we can get to them now. Thank God for this technology that we have. We can fellowship. We can praise God with people from far reaches of the world. Why? It don't matter. So without any further ado, y'all, this man of God is a gospel artist. Y'all heard how he get his gospel groove on, and I'm excited and happy to have him here. So without any further ado, man of God, Torrence Rudd is here. Pastor Torrence Rudd, amen, goes right there, y'all. Bless you, bless you, bless you, man of God.
Yo,
welcome to fire. Welcome to fire, the gospel experience.
Thank you.
Man,
thank you for having me, my
here.
Brother. Man, listen,
it's
you got
pleasure.
This thing locked down and tight. Man, I love it. I love it. I love it, brother.
Man, look.
The energy, and you got the right name for it.
Fire.
Fire.
Amen. Amen. Man of God, we just can't hold it in. I understand what the prophet Jeremiah was talking about when he said, if I try to hold this exuberance, this joy, this vibrancy that I have, it'll be like fire shut up in my bones, and I fool around and hurt myself.
Right. That's right. Yeah, I got to get this out. I got to
let
it out.
Be known. Amen.
Yes,
you have
sir.
Phenomenal music ministry, your creativity, your sound, your words, and your lyrics, because we were discussing prior to going on the air, and I just shared with you a whole lot just by letting you know who the GOAT was, and that's Rakim. So just letting you know, I know my music right there. All types
yes,
of
sir.
Music. Amen. So,
amen.
Man of God, you are a man of God that is set to do wonderful things. I just know it in my spirit. God is going to move you forward, and I'm going to say this, knowing and trusting and believing that you will, that you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes.
And all the other things that you asked for and didn't ask for will be laid at your disposal. Keep your circle tight. Keep your hands in God's hands and watch what God is about to do. You're about to explode, good brother. I'm telling you that right now today. Mark your calendar and remember the brother that told you, so that when you get there, and then I happen to be passing through Alabama, I can get me a real good fried chicken dinner with greens, macaroni and cheese, and a peach cobbler.
Man,
that's
I'm telling you,
brother.
I'm telling you. Hey, listen, that's easy from down this way, bro.
I know it is. Why don't you go ahead and just tell us a little bit about yourself in your own words to the listening audience. I done hyped you up. Now go ahead and tell us about yourself, Pastor Rudd.
Man, it's hard for me to come behind the way you hype me up. I'm like, who is this guy he's introducing? No. Yeah, man, it's such an honor to be on your show, man. My name is Torrence Rudd. I'm born and raised in a place called Lynette, Alabama. You know, a lot of people have their misconceptions about Alabama, but hey, it's the place that made me who I am today.
Okay.
I was raised amongst a family of singers, man. Music just running my family. And
yeah.
I guess I could share a little bit about a little bit of my background. Originally, I was not a singer. That's why most of, you know, you hear a lot of the Christian hip hop in my music. My dad, it's funny that you said that you play quartet, you play, man, my father, my late father, Christopher Avery, he actually was singing. He was a quartet singer. Funny now, you
listen? Okay,
my father was the lead singer of a quartet group back in the 80s and then a little bit of the early 90s. But the group that he was with, they won a competition one night, it was a country western competition. They won it, and they went on tour all over the world singing country western. You know,
get out of here.
So music, yeah, no joking around, man. Music runs in my family deep. And I always wanted to be like my dad. I wanted to sing at an early age, but I just didn't really have it. You know what I'm saying? So I discovered at an early age that I could rap, though.
Okay.
And so I began to rap, man, producing. I've been doing music since 2000. Well, I've been doing Christian music since 2006. I did secular music prior to that, but since 2006, I've been doing Christian music, man. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, the last year music you were saying what? Go ahead.
No. This past last year of my life, we started the Work Power Chapel, which we're not the first Power Chapel. We're just a subsidiary of the how do you say it? The lead ministry or the official ministry is based out of Ghana. So yes. So we just planted this church in Alabama, Power Chapel, and we are the Ignite location. So Power Chapel Worldwide is based out of Ghana in Africa.
That's beautiful. I love that motherland connection. That's beautiful.
Yes, man. I'm actually getting a chance to go there next month. I'm going to Accra, Ghana.
Wow.
So be praying for me, brother.
It seems like for us over here in this country, being African-American born, we should all want to visit some parts of Africa somewhere because that's where we come from. And I believe that once we journey there, it will just give us a whole sense and a deeper meaning of what it means to be black, to be African, because we've been separated from our heritage. So, you know, over in this country, unfortunately, we had to start our heritage in slavery, and it goes beyond slavery. Our existence started over in the motherland. So yes. Now,
absolutely.
If I know you a little bit better, I'd try to see if I could run with you to Ghana. But I'm just gonna wait. I'm just gonna settle for my chicken dinner right now.
Yes, sir. For right now. But hey, man, listen, we gonna stay linked up. You never know what the future holds.
I know that's right. Hey, man, God can work some things out. Now, I appreciate you sharing your musical history in the family with us. And you said that you started out singing and playing secular music, which I have had a multitude of gospel artists on this Fire Gospel Experience platform who have basically said the same thing. Because there's the lure of money there. And then sometimes, because we're Christians, every, you know, churches and events and pastors and whatnot that's affiliated with our Christian church brotherhood fellowship, they always, it seems like we're supposed to do everything for free. So that that kind of lures it seems like it just lures a lot of Christian musicians and singers to where the money is. So I already told you, man of God, that you have the freedom to share what's in your spirit. Now, if you have something that you want to share about how so many gospel artists inevitably or maybe just start out singing secular music, but what I've noticed is that after a secular career in music, it seems like a lot of artists are going back to their gospel roots and then singing gospel near the end of their singing career. Is there anything in the spirit you'd like to share?
Well, this is my opinion. I think, I've talked about some experience. I was very young, so, you know, the world pulls on you, you said, you know, because unfortunately in our community, the black community, there's not really in music. Sometimes our depiction is not what it should be. If I'm making any sense, so
come on.
You know, we want to go where we're going to be glorified, and so you know you're less celebrated. And you know, sometimes in gospel, I know it's for Christian hip hop, and I just got to be real. Coming up doing Christian hip hop, a lot of churches I wouldn't welcome in.
I know.
Of the things I was talking about. My song "Religion Almost Killed Me." You know. Religion kind of say if it's not like this, then we don't want it. We can't have it. And so, so a lot of people, for instance, I couldn't sing. All I had was rap.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I wanted to use my gifts to glorify God. And churches say, no, that's not of God. So guess what?
You're bringing the world in the church and you're trying to change the church.
Right. So guess what? I'm going to use my gifts whether you want me to or not. Whether you want me to do it here in the church or not, I'm going to use my gift. And guess what? The world opens you with welcome arms. Welcome you with open arms.
Yes.
But also on the flip side of that, you know, some people are chasing the almighty dollar. And, you know, once you feel like God has given you enough time to do what you want to do now, okay, I want to bring my gift back to God. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, hey, thank God you had time to make it back. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Amen.
So,
it's the same strategy of the world, just like in the ancient days when King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, when he overthrew the children of Israel and he took away captives. And out of those captives, they chose the most chosen, talented, gifted, intelligent ones out
Come
of
on,
the group.
Man.
And they
Come
set
on.
Them up royally. And it's the same ploy, it's the same tactic that the world is using to try to get people to chase, like you said, the almighty dollar, fame and fortune. Everybody is a celebrity now just because of social media. You can get on TikTok and be more famous and be broke. Hey, and be broke as a bum. Come on now. I'm sorry. I had
Bro,
to say
what?
It.
Come on, man. No, that's real talk. That's real talk, man. Listen, don't chase the hype, man. Don't chase the hype. Yeah. What shall a man profit?
Come on.
What shall a man profit to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
And lose his soul. Lord,
and it's nothing new under the sun. It's nothing new under the sun. Because Satan, when Jesus went to the wilderness and Satan was tempting him, he was offering him the same stuff that he's still offering people now.
Same thing.
If you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of this. Everybody will know your name. People will know who you are all over the world. You have riches.
Yeah.
But guess what? What shall a man profit to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the television program Unsung, where it documents the careers of many well-known artists, musicians, and groups. And the majority of those programs that I watch talked about how the music record industry mistreated and abused the artists financially. One of my favorite all-time girl groups is TLC. I could say just
TLC,
group period. They were winning Grammys, awards, left and right, all over the place. And it was documented that they were not, they were just as financially strapped after years of making $1 million for the record companies, and they were still personally broke. And it's a common story. So we just say this, and I'm going to ask you, because what is the motivation for a gospel artist? You already talked about the frustration and the challenges that it is in bringing this urban gospel sound to the church. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit more music history, if you will. Hold your thought for that question that I'm about to ask. But we all know that great classic gospel song, Precious Lord. Many people don't know that that was written by the pianist Thomas A. Dorsey, who started out as a club singer. And when he brought his music into the church, do you know they ran him out of the church? Because back then they were singing hymns. And see, what people don't realize, we called Thomas A. Dorsey the father of gospel music. But in his time, with his innovation and creativity for his contribution for the church, he was being ridiculed and he was being escorted out of churches back in that day. So what I've understood from that good brother is that we have to allow every generation to bring their contribution. No, we don't want to lose the traditional church sound, but we're not going to shut the door when God wants to bring a fresh wind and a fresh air of something new that God wants to invigorate the church with. Now, what I want to ask you is that talk about the difference of what should be the motivation. What should be the true motivation for a gospel artist? And with that being said, how does one prepare for whatever the motivation is? What motivates you? How did you get to your level of success?
Well, obviously, man, I'm motivated by my Savior, man, Jesus. And not trying to be super spiritual, but I'll tell you this. My dad told me this, when I was making the transition from doing secular music to gospel music, I was born again. And so I was like, I was kind of confused because, you know, religious people are like, well, you don't rap. Ain't no such thing as rapping as a believer. So when I got born again, I put music down completely.
Yeah.
And I asked my dad, is there anything wrong with doing positive music? And he said, no, it's not anything wrong with doing positive music. He said, for me, when I got born again, he said, only thing I wanted to do was make music for God. Now, I'm not knocking anybody that makes music, you know, outside of Christianity.
Yes, sir.
That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't understand at that time. But the more I continued to grow in God, he changed my heart and all I did. Nobody made me start doing gospel music. I started on my own because God had changed my heart. So God is my motivation.
Sir.
And there's been several times I've gotten discouraged because it takes money to do what I do, you know, and
Absolutely.
To do it at a high level. If you want to do it in quality, it takes money. Just like with you, your radio station, it takes money to continue to run your, because it's ministry. And in order to get it and put it out and not just do it sloppy, but to do it with good quality, it takes money. And sometimes I've been discouraged and I wanted to say I was going to quit, say I wasn't going to do it anymore. I felt like I wasn't getting the support that I should be getting. But guess what? My passion for God and the gift he gave me outweighed my frustration.
That's right.
And so every time I would feel like in my spirit I wanted to give up, I find myself writing another song. I find
there
myself
you go.
making another beat. But I realize, like, okay, this is ministry. So if it only touches or affects one person, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Amen. You tell the truth now, because I say this all the time, because I'm sure that you're aware of the yearly awards shows and showcases that go on across the country for gospel artists, gospel musicians. And I think that's a beautiful thing, because everybody is not going to be top-tier artists in music, in gospel music. So it's okay, I think, for you all to congregate, and I congregate with you all, and acknowledge and award each other, but that should not never be your primary source of motivation. You should not be driven so that I can get awards, so that I can get my picture taken with so-and-so and be elevated on a personal level for my success, and not really be motivated for your love and gratitude for God. So, it's a message that we have to share as a body of believers, to not just for gospel artists, but for everybody. If you preach, teach, I don't care if you're an usher and you got all the hands on this down pat, don't get carried away with your cool save self.
Come on now.
God, our God, and what he has done for us, how he has transformed our lives. It should be just an act of simple gratitude daily for opportunity to show God, even though he's invisible. I know he sees all. I can't see him, but he sees all of us. So I want God to see my gratitude in action. I don't want to just give God lip service, man of God. He deserves more than that.
The Bible says, only what you do for God will last.
Mm.
So your gift, using your gift to glorify God, you're storing up treasure in heaven.
Amen.
Now, granted, we need money, and
we need it.
And I will be tremendously blessed to be able to travel and do music full time.
Yes, sir.
But the more money that you make, it can easily stop being ministry and be business.
Amen.
And the rules begin to change then.
Mm.
So it's a thin line, just maintaining balance and focusing, you know. God makes provision. He makes provision.
He will do that.
Yes, sir, absolutely. I know you're a living witness, huh?
Oh, my God. God will make a way out of no way, and that is so true. Our part sometimes is to patiently wait on the Lord is the troubling part for us. But man of God, listen, we're going to talk about that, but we're still blessed and God is still blessing us. But what we have to understand is our ways are not like God's ways. He has his own ways. And you know where I'm going with that. God got his own ways, man of God. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about how religion almost ruined you, how it almost killed you. We're going to talk about the difference between religion and relationship. You tuned in to Fire, Fire for Experience. God got his own ways, y'all.
He healed my pain from the heartache. He healed all my scars from my heartbreak. I'm no longer doing it the hard way. From now on, I'm doing it God's way. He healed my pain from the heartache. He healed all my scars from my heartbreak. I'm no longer doing it the hard way. From now on, I'm doing it God's way. Yeah. Hey, I remember when I was a youngster. In the school, breaking rules, I was doing dumb stuff. Report cards, man, I threw them in the dumpster. If I took them home to my mom's, I was done for. Yeah, hey, I only did enough to get by. I spent time writing rhymes, trying to spit by. The only thing on my mind was to get fly. Get money, get chicks, and start in a new ride. I had scholarships to go and play football. Thought I was a man, then I took a good fall. Found out I had a baby on the way. I was still a baby myself, I ain't even graduated. He healed my pain from my heartache. He healed all my scars from my heartbreak. I'm no longer doing it the hard way. From now on, I'm doing it God's way. He healed my pain from my heartache. He healed all my scars from my heartbreak. I'm no longer doing it the hard way. From now on, I'm doing it God's way. I put my heart into the music. And I never sell my soul, I refuse it. Hey, life is hard, I got scars, I can prove it. I gave my life to God, I pray that he can use me. Hey, a lot of long flights after late nights. My first big show, I had stage fright. A lot of bright lights and some dope mics. Whatever it takes, I'm gon' promote Christ. Yeah, I ain't perfect, but my purpose is for certain. Times got hard, but I trust God while he working. A lot of snakes in the grass, you gotta watch them surface. Maybe they closer to you, man, trying to stop your purpose. Yeah, he healed my pain from my heartache. He healed all my scars from my heartbreak. I'm no longer doing it the hard way. From now on, I'm doing it God's way. He healed my pain from my heartache. He healed the pain from my heartache. He healed my pain from my heartache. He healed all my scars from my heartbreak. I'm no longer doing it the hard way. From now on, I'm doing it God's way. He healed my pain from my heartache. He healed all my scars from my heartbreak. I'm no longer doing it the hard way. From now on, I'm doing it God's way.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience. We are just doing what we do right here on this fire gospel experience, enjoying the very lyrical, very talented musical ministry of man of God, Terrence Rudd here. And of course, that was featuring Uncle Reese doing it God's way. Amen. There's no other way to do it, man of God. Sometimes we have to learn that the hard way. To just say, you know what, I thought I could help God out if I just put my hands on it or just put my 2 cents in, and realized that all that did is just slow the whole process down, almost ruined everything. Had to learn that for myself.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Hey, so, we all have to, man.
Yes, sir. Amen. Ain't no question about that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how religion almost killed you? I love that truthful transparency. Tell us about that.
Well, man, if I must be transparent. So about, let's see, 2006, I started going to a church. I was 19 years. Well, I started actually going to this church in 2000, and when I was 16 years old, I started going to a church with my parents. I went to this particular ministry for from 16 all the way to 29 years old.
Wow.
And that's where I began. You know, that's pretty much where I got born again, where I began doing Christian music and all of those things. But somewhere along that 13-year journey, religion had crept in, man, and pretty much, as you know in the song, have you heard the song Religion Almost Kill Me?
I have not heard it just yet, but I'm going to find it.
Oh, man. See, it would have been better if you had heard it already, but it's okay. It's okay. So in the beginning of the song, I said I was a slave to the very thing that was supposed to come and set me free.
Wow.
And what I meant by that, I had become a slave to, not to the church, but to the people,
okay,
to the leaders. I had become a slave. And what happened was, you know, not with trying to bash anybody, but it had become very controlling and demanding and domineering, man. And I, you know, because I believe in being a servant. I believe in serving.
Yeah,
and what happened was, instead
of
serving God, I began serving people.
Okay.
And you know where the Pharisees that really set Jesus up to be crucified, they were more concerned with, in the song I said, they care more about the building than they do the church.
Wow, that's deep.
Some of y'all will get that in the morning.
That's deep. Yeah, that's deep. I got it. I hear you. So
what I was saying, yeah. You know, they were so concerned with the building or the money and other than the building up the people of God. And so, man, I had got to a point, man, where I was mad at God because of what people were doing.
Yeah.
I had become angry with God. I had become upset with God because I thought I was submitting to God and doing his will, but I was doing the will of people. I got to the point where I didn't want to serve God anymore. I got to the point where, you know, I felt that I'd be better off dead than to stay in this place. Because, you know, I can't say everything on here, but it's a lot, but I'll tell you personally. But it had become a lot because, you know, when you're born into something, when you're raised into something. I was a kid when I first went here.
Yes, sir.
And so when I began to dig and I developed my own relationship with God and God started to reveal to me that I was doing things that he never told me to do.
Wow.
I was
deep.
You know what I'm saying? And so I was like, wow. Yep. So we can become slaves to religion.
My God.
And slave to work.
Yes, sir.
And I had become a slave to work. I was trying to prove my salvation. I was trying to earn my salvation.
Well, you know what, man of God? Here's the thing. This is the gift that you never hear people bragging about. Never. I don't even think I heard a sermon preached about it in all my years. And I got saved at the age of 15 and actually started living the Christian life at the age of about 23 years old. So that's been like at
Come
least
on.
Going on 4 decades. And I have yet
wow.
to hear people really preach about the gift of helps. Do you know
Man,
that
come
if
on.
Those individuals that are not looking for the front row, the front seat, the front parking lot, they just want to put their hands on something where they can honor God in a very quiet, very tangible, very useful way that's so necessary but gets overlooked.
Yeah.
And the Bible talks
Absolutely.
About certain parts of the body, talks about those uncomely parts of our body are the ones that are most necessary. Don't nobody want to look at
yeah.
our entrails, our guts, our digestive
right.
system. But if we
right.
don't have our digestive tract and system working properly, our whole body is going to shut down. And that would be the same analogy
yes,
for people with the gifts of health. We've got to have them.
Right.
And I'm saying that because once it's known that you have a spirit of helpfulness, man, people are going
mm-hmm.
to be calling you and hitting you up because they know that you already are halfway there anyway to say yes,
uh-huh.
as opposed to them
right.
trying to go and get involved with people that are still sitting on the bench and just come to church and come and may come to Sunday school, may come to Bible study, and do nothing as far as ministry is concerned. So I'm glad
yes,
you shared that because we need to be mindful of balance. Balance. We have to have
right.
a balance.
Yes,
I can't abandon my home, my loved ones, because I'm always over at the church trying to do something.
Come on,
because
man. Listen.
What people do is it's almost like spiritual extortion, man of God. If you
yes.
say no, you feel like you're letting God down. Come on now.
Yes.
I know
it is extortion. It is extortion, brother.
Wow. So
we
need to be mindful
yeah.
of that. It's okay for us to, after we maybe pray about it or whatever, look, sometimes you only got to pray about it. You just got to look at your calendar. You got to look at your regular daily routine. And if you feel a weight when you say yes, that's a good reason to pause and reconsider you saying yes, because anytime we allow ourselves to be a part of whatever the church is doing, it shouldn't be something heavy. Even God himself said,
right.
if you got money and it's time to give, if it's heavy, if it's a burden, keep your money. Because God don't want it.
Yes.
He's not, it's
exactly.
not, it's not blessing, it's not blessing God giving us money. Like you said, it's the necessary functions for the church ministry and for the gospel to go forward. God said, man, I got all
right.
the silver and the gold. He said, I got a cattle
right.
on 1,000 hills. So, man of God, I just
right.
want to share that part about burnout and how we can be overcommitted trying to be spiritually fulfilled.
Right. Yes, sir. Absolutely, man. And I'm glad you get it, man. I'm glad you get it. A lot of people didn't understand what I meant when I said that, but, you know, a lot of people from the inside of what I was going through, you know, not only I,
Woo.
But my family.
Yeah.
You know, my family was going through it. You know, I'm married
wow.
with 4 kids, and, you know, I had to make a decision for my family.
Right, right,
and,
right.
And, you know, not knowing that God was calling me to ministry.
Okay.
But,
that's beautiful.
But religion will put a cap on you to where you cannot really grow into the full potential of who God is calling you to be.
You're so right.
If Jesus had obeyed the religious leaders, he would not have went to the cross. The religious leaders were trying to make Jesus deny who God said he was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole nother topic, brother.
I'm glad you said that because, see, Jesus would have been all right if he'd have just followed their lead. And that's why we
yes.
have to be careful. We have to be careful, man of God, Pastor Rudd, and make sure that we're following God's lead and not following the lead of our dear brothers and sisters in Christ who we love dearly. Because sometimes we may be getting led into a ministry that's not our calling. Oh, Lord Jesus. That sounds like
God.
A book.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Wow.
So
that's good, man of God.
Since you were able to reconcile your position and where you were with church affiliation, dividing what I always have come to know as religion versus relationship. Can you talk about that dynamic, Pastor Rudd?
Man, it is so dynamic because once I begin to know the characteristics of God, I realized these people who said that they were of God did not have his characteristics.
Okay.
And what does the Bible say? The Bible says that God is love. And I began to develop a relationship with God, I found out that God loved me unconditionally.
Yes.
And he created me with a free will.
Hmm.
God himself does not control us, even though he can. You know why God created us with a free will?
Why is that?
Because he wants us to be able to choose him.
Thank you.
Woo. If I make you do what I say do, you don't have a choice. But you don't have a choice in the matter. So, do you love me? But if you choose me willingly, it's because you love me.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah.
And so once I began to learn the characteristics of God, I learned not to listen to what people say, but listen to what they do.
We're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere because you said something right now that Jesus always emphasized. I heard you say, listen to what God say do and not so much what people do. And what did Jesus always tell people after reciting a parable? He said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the voice of the Lord has said. Amen. So, you said, and it's getting good now, preacher, don't make me run through the studio. You said that you had realized and come to a conclusion about knowing the difference in what is for you and what is not for you. See, sometimes things can come wrapped in a real pretty nice package, and it can be attracted to us, and it can be presented to us in a way where we are beginning to be convinced that this is for me. But there should be some sort of confirming affirmation within our spirits, because how does God relate to us? Since we can't see him, he relates to us on a spiritual plane. So isn't that how we need to seek some sort of confirmation from God? Not with our five senses, but with our sixth sense, which is our spirit man, woman, boy, or girl. Amen?
Right.
Come on, preacher. Tell me about that. Help me understand.
Amen. Well, the scripture says, try the spirit by the spirit. And it also says that Satan will appear as an angel of light, right?
Yeah.
So how do you know that it's not Satan that you're encountering if he appears as an angel of light? Well, we don't go by appearances, but we go by
the
spirit.
Thank you.
So whatever situation you are, whether it's in ministries, on your job, when it comes time to make a decision, when somebody becomes this man, that woman who's trying to appeal to your flesh, may not be of love.
Help us, Lord
and
Jesus.
And
the way you find
out if this person is of God, you try their spirit.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
If this person is of God, guess what? Your spirit will let you know.
You preach the whole sermon right there. You preach the whole sermon right there because it don't always have to be the devil, man of God. What you're saying is absolutely correct. But I want to expand your thought just a little bit more so that we can have a greater perception and grip on what we're talking about. Because sometimes it can be somebody that has the best and well intentioned for us.
Ooh.
They are just preaching a sermon that is not ours. That's all it is.
Yeah, come on.
They could be, saying absolutely truth. But sometimes we got to be able to discern even when the word of God is being preached to us. And I'm not saying that from a sadity perspective that, oh, he ain't talking to me. He talking about somebody else. No. Whenever the minister, the preacher, pastor gets up there, first of all, I'm saying to myself, he's talking to me, whether it applies to me now or whether it applied to me back in the day. It's still for me. But what I'm saying is that it may not be for me at the moment.
Right.
It's still valid in my life. If I don't follow what this preacher said, I'm going to suffer the consequences. But I could already be in agreement with what he's saying, and I can say, you know what, I'm good with that. But this is the direction that God is taking me right now. I agree with what the preacher said. You could tell people, oh, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. But right now, God has has led me to this over here. Now, with that being said, preacher, before I let you get out of here, how can we know that we are being led by God? Oh, Jesus. Yes.
Man. Listen, the scripture says that many of the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says that the steps of a righteous man or a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so we all have, if you're a believer, I would like to believe that you have the Holy Spirit.
You better.
And
Bible says so if you don't, you are none of his.
Come on, man. That's it. So if you have the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman, is what people don't understand. The Holy Spirit will not make you do anything, but he will guide you. He will lead you. So anytime there's a time to make a decision, anytime there's a decision on a relationship or if something is for you, if a business venture, whatever it may be, the Holy Spirit, Bible says that is in the Greek, it's called paraclete, which means helper or one that comes alongside you. So the Holy Spirit is there to say, look, the Holy Spirit is sitting there quietly, but if somebody says something, hey, we should do this, the Holy Spirit will nudge him. Nah, that is not a good idea. But a lot of times we overlook that voice. A lot of times we overlook that indignation that we have when we want to go left, but something's saying we should go right. I was talking to the people today. I hope I'm not taking up too much time.
I was talking to
my church today, and we were talking today about faith and with the steps of a righteous man are ordered. So it says your steps are ordered. So a lot of times as a believer, we feel like we have to hear God say something, but faith says I'm going to take these steps. And God will let me know if I'm not taking the right one.
Yes, he will.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. So if you're a righteous person, God's going to order your steps. If you're a righteous person, you're not intentionally taking the wrong steps or making the wrong moves. So I give it to people like this. The voice of God is like a GPS. When you put something in your GPS, preacher, the GPS don't say anything until you taking a wrong turn. If you got 20 miles to get to your destination, your GPS is gonna be quiet until it's time to get off an exit, right?
You're right.
and if you get on the wrong route, what the GPS is gonna say? Continue route. It's gonna let you know that you're going the wrong direction. It's gonna say rerouting.
Yes, sir.
Put you back on the right track.
Amen.
So that's just my spiel, man. On how you can, just one of the ways that you can know when to make the right decision or when not to make the right decision.
I think back on what the Lord Jesus told the disciples before he ascended up into heaven. What did he tell them to do, preacher? He told them, he said, I need y'all to tarry. I need for y'all to wait. I need y'all to wait. See, we get so hyped up spiritually and we will blame it on God as if God has already moved in our spirit and we have not really received a confirmation, because I have no problem. I don't think God is offended if I said, you know what, I'm going to make sure that this is of God. I believe it in my spirit. I feel it. And I believe when we get to a point of where we are convinced of when God is speaking, when God is moving, when God is directing, we won't have to tarry so long. But I think we miss the notion of tarrying in our Christian lives because we are so used to bouncing off of our own thoughts and our own initiative.
Yes.
We can actually get ourselves confused because our emotions will tell us, ooh, that seems so spiritual. That seems so godly. Do it, do it, do it. And it ain't had nothing to do with God. God ain't even saying nothing.
And nothing to do with it.
So we need to tarry so that we can learn how to set our spirits down quietly so that we can actually hear God speaking, because Jesus always said, he that had ears to hear, let him hear. He wasn't talking about just his physical ear. He was talking about that spiritual ear that's inside of our souls. Amen. Goes right there. I'm going to say this too, man of God. Did you have some comments about that? Because I have one more point. I told you it's going to get good before I let you go.
No, come on with it. Come on with it, brother.
You said that the Holy Spirit, the Paracletus in the Greek, is also what is described as a helper. And some have described it as another comforter. Who was the first comforter? The Lord Jesus himself. He brought comfort between God and man. And so when you said that he will help us, that just confirmed what I was saying about the gift of helps. That means that because the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit God, is our omnipotent helper, we follow in his footsteps as we help. And what does Holy Spirit God do? You don't never hear Holy Spirit God trying to promote himself. He's always promoting Jesus the Christ. He's always he always stays in the background because he knows I'm more concerned about being effective than I am about being known, made known.
Right.
I want to be more effective than famous. Amen. So that's something that we should follow.
Good.
Because listen, man of God, what that does to my soul, man, is worth more than any fame, fortune, or money. Because those things actually cannot touch the soul. The only thing that can touch the soul is the only thing that touches the soul are the things that's connected with God. And if I can stay connected with God, if he chooses to bless me with these material things, which he has, and I'm so grateful, or not, because I've been without. I've learned to be content.
Yes, sir. Hey, what Paul say? What did Paul say? Paul
said,
I've been broke. I've been well-fed. I've been hungry.
And it wasn't automatic. He said he had to learn how to do those things. Amen. So we're still in the learning process. That's why we never graduate. One day we'll go to heaven, and guess what? We'll have full exposure to the Almighty One God himself. And it's going to take eternity for us to actually receive the mind of God. It's going to take eternity to receive the mind of God. It's going to take forever and ever and ever and ever for us to really get to know who God is. This is just the happy beginning that we have. Man of God, what I'd like for you to do now is if you have any nuggets of wisdom and encouragement and inspiration for us before I let you go, I would appreciate if you would share that. And then I'm going to need you to give us some information about how we can continue to support you. Give us some inspiration before you go, Pastor Rudd.
You know what? Well, I talked today, like I said, I talked about faith, man. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And evidence means that you have proof. If you can see it in your mind, that's the way that God created us. Because God created us, if you can see something, nothing that we see was created without coming from the mind of God or the mind of a human being.
That's good.
So we are spiritual beings, not trying to be too deep, but we are spiritual beings. And if you can see it, it can be manifested. That's why God says to think on those things that are good, those things that are just, those things that are lovely, those things that are good report. So we have to be very mindful of what we think of, because our thoughts can become a manifestation. As a man thinketh, so is he.
So is he.
So I want to encourage you today to mindful and take control of your thought life. And once you take control of your thought life, you can take control of your reality.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm gonna say this real humbly. I'm going to let Holy Spirit God blow your mind one more time on what you just shared and what reflection I had already received years ago. I got caught up in a dark side of living. I went through a season of habitual addiction, and I couldn't get out for 8 years. I was stuck, and God freed me. And it's been 20 years that I've been free from that dark season in my life. And God sent me to some people. Amen. God is worthy. That's why I'm on fire for the Lord. God sent me to some people, and I sat in a room with people that had gone down that same dark road and that same dark journey and had been set free and had been living with light, the light of God in their lives. And they said to me, I sat there, and they said this to me over 20 years ago, and I still remember it as if I'm hearing it said right now. And they told me, they said, we are not human beings living a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings living a human experience.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Write that down, man of God.
We better get out there.
Write that down.
We better get out there.
Write that down, man of God. If you need to preach a sermon on that, send me the tape.
I sure will, because that's what I'm trying to get people to understand, man.
Woo,
listen,
Jesus.
What you don't see is so real.
Oh my God!
Yes. Oh my God! Yeah, man. We got. Hey, listen, I gotta give
Lord
you my phone
Jesus.
Number, man.
Amen. Amen. Listen, this technology, I'm looking at your phone number in the virtual studio. I already got your number. I got the information, man of God. But what I want you to do, if you don't mind, sir, is tell those pastor, preachers, teachers, concert promoters out there how they can reach you. Because when my five kingdom collaborators who syndicate this Fire Gospel Experience Network, people are going to hear your message, your ministry, your biblical literacy, and they are going to hear your music ministry, because I just uploaded Religion Almost Killed Me, so they're going to get a taste of that too. I've been working back here while I've been talking, man of God.
Wow.
I got it in my queue. That's what I do. That's what I do. And they're going to hear you, your love for Jesus, and they're going to want you to be a part of their revival, concert, whatever church event they got going on. And if I can get you to Arkansas, we can work that out too. So tell us how
we
can get in touch with you for booking. Hey, let's make it happen.
Man,
how can we get in touch and give us all of your social media contacts so that my listeners can become Pastor Torrance Ruggs followers and listeners, and then where your music can be downloaded, because the Bible declares that the labor is worthy of its hire. See, I know some scriptures too.
Come on, yeah. Oh, you, hey, listen, you full of that word now. You full of that word. But if you would like to book me, you can call 706-590-0522. Again, that's 706-590-0522. And if you want to find my music, just look up Torrance Rudd. TORRANCERUDD. Torrance Rudd. I'm on all social media outlets. Instagram as Torrance Rudd Music with a Q.
That's right.
Facebook, Torrance Rudd Music with a Q. And I'm kind of, you know, I kind of have a little following on TikTok. Torrance Rudd Music with a Q as
okay.
well on TikTok. So yeah, I do some biblical funny skits on TikTok. So if you're
okay.
on TikTok, go over there. We're gonna laugh at the scriptures, laugh at some of the stuff that I do. But I love God and I love His people, and I just want to do the will of God and in the earth as long as I have time.
Amen, amen. That's beautiful. That's beautiful, because God blessed me to share a portion of my life. And I saw it in the form of a stage play. And it's been, I had a copy written and everything. And I wrote it like 15 years ago, and I'm still waiting. for the opportunity to tell this dark story about my life in such a beautiful way. It's got humor, it's got drama, it's got singing, it's got dancing, but it's got a spiritual message about how God can deliver anybody from anything if, like when Jesus asked the man that sat by the pool of Bethesda for 30 long years, if you want to be healed, God is a healer. I'm a walking, talking miracle. I tell anybody, God healed me. He delivered me. And I'm just excited about what God is doing in my life, in your life, man of God, and in the lives of the listeners. See, what we're doing now is all we're trying to do is empower people to go beyond the norm, to go beyond what they have become accustomed to, and seek ye the mighty and great things that God can and will do in their lives if they only believe. Amen?
Yes, sir. If you only believe. That's it, brother. If they only believe.
Bless you, man of God. Look forward to having you come back. We're going to continue this kingdom collaboration until Jesus come back. Amen?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. God bless you, brother.
Amen. Yes, sir. Thank you. I pray God bless you. Keep you covered, leading, guide you to so many blessings that it's going to make you run and go tell somebody. Thank you, man of God. Gospel artist, Pastor Torrance Rudd. Appreciate you, man of God, for joining us on Fire the Gospel Experience.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
That's what I'm talking about, man of God. Looking around and wondering how come I can't do that. Well, you can do that, and you can be a part of this Fire Gospel Experience. All you got to do is get in touch with a brother. I'm so easy to get in touch with. Now, I didn't say so easy, because a brother is busy doing God's work for real, I promise you. But if you give me a call at 870-413-0220, I will eventually get in touch with you. Leave me a message or send me an email, ronaldjefferson1@aol.com, and I promise you I will get back to you. I'm right there on Facebook. You can't miss me, Ron E. Jefferson. And listen, just let me know what thus says the Lord for your life, and I promise you we will work something out and get you scheduled to be on this Fire Gospel Experience platform, just like man of God Pastor Torrance Rudd was. And I'm telling you, I am just so hyped and excited to watch the people of God grow and go to places that they have not gone to before, to go beyond their city, their state, their church circle of friends, and watch God move them to a place of new ground. Amen. Here's my special guest with that song he was talking about and telling about how religion almost done him in. Amen. So we got to be careful. We got to be discerning. And we got to trust God so that religion won't almost kill you too.
Hello, I'm Pam Jones, CEO and founder of River and Word Magazine, the River Awards, and River Word Gospel Station, where you will hear the very best in gospel programs of spiritual discussions, conversations, and the most uplifting and anointed gospel artists and gospel music. Our network features every Monday Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Radio Show at 4 p.m. Central. Every Tuesday, Stephanie's Gospel Highway at 4 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Eastern. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. with Santoria Black. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, Let's Talk to the Lord with Don Ross. And you can also catch it at 5 p.m. Eastern. At 6 p.m. Central, Central United Praise. Every Thursday, Blue Flame Moment with Clarissa Haddon Jackson at 4 p.m. Central. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. again with Centurio Black. Every Friday at 11 a.m., Realizing My Best Life with Janice Peterson. At 3 p.m. at Central and 4 p.m. Eastern, Stephanie's Gospel Highway. At 6 p.m. Central, Urban Gospel Sounds with Orlando the Landlord. On Saturday at 12 noon, we cut up and chop up with Tony D's New Artist Profile. At 2 p.m. Central, The Covenant Keeper with apostle and author Darlene Thompson. And finally, on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Fire Show with Ron Jefferson. River and Word in, in this gospel station is called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're interested in more information regarding our different ministry platforms, you can contact me, Pam Jones, at 832-699-1533 or by email, therivermusic33@gmail.com. And you can find us at riverandword.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, unrestrained, experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about the kingdom building. This is Pam Jones.
it's a Christian life. I live a Christian life. It's a Christian life. I live, it's a Christian life.
I'm present, moving, marching straight towards that mark. I see your marvelous life pulling me straight up out that dark. I need you to change my feature. I'm a new creature in Christ, Lord. I need you to be my teacher. I need all the fruits of the Spirit to give me guidance, to see farther than I ever seen before, to give me a good report when I stand at your heaven's door. As a Christian, I know I have to be solid, this concrete, to push this path that nothing on earth can bother me. You chose me before the foundation of this beautiful place. My goal in my life from this point on is see you face to face. I'm never worried about that path that you done paved for me. From the start, this Christian life, I knew it's my destiny. A roadblock, a traffic jam, it really don't even matter. This holy power God gave me gon' make the devil scatter. The finish line of this race is what I'm really after. Without Jesus, everything I do will be a real disaster. Saving souls, playing my role, it's what I'm trying to do. Only a Christian off in this life know what I'm going through. Without my Lord, everything I did, I always felt numb. Everything I try to do failed like a collapsed
lung. It's a Christian life. I live a Christian life.
Oh, yes it is.
It's a Christian life.
It's like Peter to walk out on that water, or die mortal like Paul, a sheep for the slaughter. To give your life, to save your life, now that's a true exchange. Why I feel the way I feel, my words can't explain. You cannot eat from the Lord's and the devil's table. Stay hooked to Jesus like a battery on some jumper cables. I need reviving when my spiritual energy gets too low. I'm a fish of men, I stay where the water flows. I loved him because he showed me that he loved me first. Never knowing and believing him, I don't know which is worse. This is a spirit inauguration and God's the president. Heaven is his country and our heart is his residence. You know the best thing to me about being a Christian is when you pray that you know that Jehovah is listening. He's seen his sons and he's seen that we have potential. This a public service announcement, God's the Surgeon General.
Christian life.
Don't get confused. We live in a Christian lifestyle. Sounds of man of God, never bored, putting it down and keeping it real on this fire gospel experience. And before that, we heard from woman of God, Keisha B. Blessed up. Yes, that's another way of saying God got his hands on us. And it is a beautiful thing to be blessed all the way up. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. And we're going to start at around about verse 8. Where the word of God tells us succinctly and in no uncut terms, I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy and not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Amen. I say amen because that's the man of God, the Apostle Paul, telling us some words about suffering. And that's what we're going to discuss on this Fire Gospel Experience, because our present-day Christianity has such a far away perspective regarding suffering than our early Bible time patriarchs and matriarchs did. When we think of suffering, it is something that we immediately pray to be relieved of. We want to pray it away, that God will take it away before it becomes any worse than what it already is. But our early church fathers and mothers understood this new religious ideology was so revolutionary in those times that they not only knew the great potential of suffering simply due to association, that suffering was an actual probability and not just a possibility. Romans 8 and 18, the Apostle Paul, he says, I consider. So, like the Apostle Paul, we should take into our account upon our Christian confession for our full consideration. We're so fearful of running people away from church that if we speak the truth, the whole church, and the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, we'll turn our places of worship into something like the desert wanderings of the freely and formal slaves that the children of Israel were leaving Egyptian bondage. But I do agree, however, that there should indeed be, I guess you could say, a segmented faith foundational development to ease the blows of our real world reality. That we inhabit a world that the majority do not want or are even interested in the life and teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the beginning of our sufferings, if you will. The adversity that will come whenever we share our faith in the gospel of Jesus the Christ. Suffering, yes, and persevering still. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 18 continues. It said, present sufferings are not worth comparing. These words from the Apostle Paul, I promise you, have caused great consternation to some souls who misunderstood. Our Christian lives are ridiculed at times by other religions and even unchurched people as we're being naive considering this present world's issues and challenges, like we don't get involved enough. And maybe sometimes we should maybe get more involved. But they're believing that we are only so concerned with a pie-in-the-sky religious ideology. The saying of being so heavenly-minded that we are no earthly good. But what does the scripture say? Luke 6 and 38 says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over shall men given to your bosom. So when the Bible speaks about men giving to us believers, it's speaking of believers and even unbelievers, that God, our God, has designated certain individuals to bless us now, right here on this earth, not in heaven. The Bible also declares that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Yet, we are told throughout the scriptures, 2 Timothy 3 and 12 is my witness, yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Because our world has been given this freedom to make choices with our individual minds. These minds of ours can, however, be influenced and persuaded away from the truth of God. Peer pressure prevails at all age groups when the truth of God is abandoned and rejected. And besides this, the scriptures tell us that in John 15 and 20, remember, the word that I said unto you, this is our Lord Jesus speaking, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Amen. Goes right there. We're talking about suffering right here on this fire gospel experience. Because it's a reality, y'all. And we must be prepared. And we must be willing to continue on regardless of what challenges may face us. We have to be ready because the Bible declares, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Here's woman of God, Delphia. Love Delphia. Talking about in the spirit of truth, because that's what we're talking about. Suffering is a truth that we must prepare for, but we also need to understand that God draws closest to us in those times of trouble, trials, and persecution, and that is the beauty of having an omnipotent, almighty God right there with us, in us, regardless of the situation.
Holy Spirit, there's just something that I want you to know.
Worship you in spirit and truth, yeah. Hello, hello, hello. I'm Joyce Kiwana Adams, your motivational empowerment speaker, entrepreneur, author, zealous trailblazer, and certainly a born-again believer of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life, love, spiritual healing, and deliverance into the atmosphere with a spirit of great worship, praise, and spoken word for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at 571-269-1378 or by email at joyuniqueness3@gmail.com. I'm encouraging you also to read my book, Out of My Pain, The Birth of Joy Uniqueness, for great spiritual insight, encouragement, and an uplift. You can order my book on Amazon.com or you can contact me directly for your autographed copy. Also, please join me on my Anointed Spirit-Filled presentation of Unleash Your Uniqueness, which broadcasts on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live at Joyce Kiwana Adams. If you would like to be a special guest on this Blessed by God platform, then please contact me by email at joyuniqueness3@gmail.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in and to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building, blessings on blessings.
And you best believe that woman of God, Joyce Kiwana Adams, we thank you so much for the wonderful work that you are doing as well. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do for our Jesus. Amen. We are still discussing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Romans 8, chapter 18, verse. We're talking about sufferings. Amen. And where we left off is, you know, we have to understand that, yes, there is suffering, yes, but persevering indeed. And then finally, Romans 8 and 18 will bring us to our conclusion. Amen. Talking about suffering. Lord Jesus, we don't like to suffer a hangnail, but God will give us the strength that we need. And finally, it says in the latter portion of Romans 8 and 18, with the glory that will be revealed in us. With all this talk of suffering and persecution, I'm sure many people will be bothered. But even if we were not Christian believers, we would still be suffering from this rampant and hostile world of ours for one reason or another. Being a Christian makes our suffering categorically distinctive. We are targeted because of who and what we believe. But this is not the conclusion of the matter, because our God has the last and final say-so. John 14 and verses 1 and 3 bears witness, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me, says our Lord Jesus. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. God will see fit to bless us as he so chooses to here on earth, and then give us the great honor, privilege, and pleasure to be with him in eternity forever for being willing to endure, suffer, and persevere for his great name's sake. Amen goes right there. I pray that we be willing to suffer for Christ's sake in the spirit that God moves in us, so that even in our suffering, we'll have this great witness of people that bear witness to what we go through, that there must be a God, because there's no way they could have endured that on their own. Amen. And like man of God, David Benton is about to say, you'll be surprised. You could be suffering and still dance like you're holy. Let's do the Holy Ghost dance, y'all.
True, too. What's up, DB? I think we're going to make them swag it after this.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to dance to this.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. Give me some love, give me respect, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy. Give me some love, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy. You say you're real with it, so I'm real with it. Now you in your big, I'm chillin' it. Cause the dick, cause you don't know who you're dealing with. Show me some respect, cause I ain't clowning with the silliness. Surrounded by the fake, you're not really get. Never compromise for some dividends. I did before, but I never will again. Asking God for the forgiveness for my sins. I'm a child of the king, yes, I'm a child of the king. The devil can shatter my dreams, good ground is where I plant my seeds, yeah. I got plenty muscle, drowning in the sea hustle. Been in the struggle, been in the dungeon, but lonely a chip for the lunches. Homie, the road with the punches. All people perish for the lack of knowledge. Why you think we are trapped in violence? College, it ain't for everybody. Some intelligence, stack your wallet. I've been real, told you, I'm cold like a windshield. Roll like a big wheel, spin it like windmills and wheels. Give me some love, give me respect, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy. Give me some love, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy.
Everything they do is when
you fit too close and I can see the pose.
I told you.
They act so holy, act like they don't know me.
Uh-huh.
Mess up my energy, offensive, religiously, unevenly yoked. They don't mix with my chemistry.
Oh, no.
Profit out of pocket, speaking in riddles all off topic. Planet, starships, and rockets, sitting the word about sickle sprocket. What is your option, heaven or hell? To what I dwell, will I prevail? It's designed to get it close, I am a slave by the bell. Purposely ordained to carry the day. Baptized in the joy and pain, not a slave, turning the pain. Toss a car, breaking the tape. Double that album like a geese, so it ain't easy. Being too old, let go. Feel the room, now I'm attacking all the beats. Still a conceit, I think it's all needed. Track your opinion, give me a minute. Okay. Everything good, come from God. Throw an order off to me, you bop my head like the baby. Ain't no ifs, ands, or maybe. Keep on walking in the light, while the rest be so safe. Thinking of me, I hate me, the blood is thicker than gravy. Two on the word, better take that. Shocking amazing grace, covers the room, ready, set, boom. He ain't dead, you heard what I said, the living bread. Go check the tomb, the bridegroom's returning soon, dang.
Give me some love, give me respect, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy. Give me some love. Give me respect. Give me my God. Give me some space. Give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. You can dance like you holy. Just keep your mind on Jesus. And you can do it. I promise you, you can. This is the hour of the segment. I have forgot about word of inspiration, y'all. I was just letting Holy Spirit God take the flow of the show right here. Here's man of God, one of my favorite urban gospel orators, man of God, EHA, the spiritual. He's got new music coming up. He's going to be with us soon. So I just want y'all to hear his wisdom in the word, because these gospel artists, these musicians, they Bible students too, and they know some words. Amen. Come on, man of God, EHA the Spiritual. Give us some good word of inspiration.
Greetings, church. This is EHA the Spiritual. These are times of trials and testing of faith. We're to be observant of the times. No matter what happens, remember the promises of the Lord which he left for us in the Holy Scriptures. A few of those promises would be John 3:16. John 16:33, Romans 10:13, Psalms 31:24. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That was 2 Corinthians 7:1. Our Father's word is full of promises. Also, church, remember the Lord is with us before, during, and after this pandemic. Being cautious is a good thing, but rest assured that we don't have to be afraid. Joshua 1:9 reads, Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So hold on to the many promises of the Lord and keep him in remembrance for the loving sacrifice he is. I'm not going to hold y'all long, but I pray that all my brothers and sisters remain, abide, and endure in Christ until the end. I will close with this. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. And he ain't through yet. Man of God, EHA, the spiritual, he's doing his thing just to let you know what your worth is. You worth something to God. Believe me. Yes, indeed.
This world, but me get transformed by the renewing of your mind and you can prove what is they good. I done found something better, that's way more than your paper and chatter. Living for the Lord is greater than being hood. Attention to all of you news. I'm ripping off this mic cause I sacrifice for Christ. Full throttle my dude, let me tie up my shoes. Look how we battling who? The wicked kicking the spirit, killing them all with the truth. I don't care if I got, I be going through the dirt. I bet I be seeking him, that be my work and that work understood. And when the flames hit, no it won't bother me none. Cause I be saved by the sun, I'm already lit. Is the king of the new Jerusalem, the father, why going through it? Everybody looking at him, how can he do it? You know he the truest and never uttered a word, and you was just staring at him, get crucified in confusion. To sin and salvation and start to infuse it. Now who in the world you thinking you know and cannot ruin him? Come and get schooled. If any man thinking he knowing anything, he knowing nothing yet, and he ought to do it. Open your ears, be alert. Get ready to be going through it. Whatever you doing, you gotta reserve. Sound doctor in the word of God, a murk. Officially slaying the demons for what it's worth, huh? 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 Do what it's worth, for what it's worth, for what it's worth, huh? 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 Do what it's worth, for what it's worth. But thou hast possessed my brain. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. To the top of the hill I loom. Though the dark would never take me, shake me. Talking about when I'm a labor, I'm a rise out the tomb. Then you're dealing with a spiritual born madman. Given the power by the Lord, let's get it cracking. Holy assassin, yeah, we coming after that dragon. Right to the neck, chopping the head out, hacking. Now you in the midst of a lyrical venerable, amenable, general, principal, millennial major. War on the battlefield, I bet that it is ahead of the kids. Offering up all my skills, I'm gutting them up like a razor. Shock them like tasers, got the full armor I got on. I be the demon's worst nightmare from Christ's homes in the zone. No, I will never leave them alone. They got it good if I'm still off in my flesh and bone. For what it's worth, huh? 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 Do what it's worth, for what it's worth, for what it's worth, huh? 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 Do what it's worth, for what it's worth, for what it's worth, huh? 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 Do what it's worth, for what it's worth, for what it's worth, huh? 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 For what it's worth, huh?
Do what it's worth, for what it's worth. Do it for what it's worth, y'all. Keeping it real right here. On this fire, fire, fire. Y'all, so experienced. My God, my God. That man, EHA, the spiritual, letting y'all know what is really real and what's really going on. Amen. I want to thank my special guest, man of God, Pastor Torrence Rudd, Lord Jesus. He came in and blessed us. I love his music ministry, his vibrancy, his Bible intelligence. That young man is going to do great and mighty things for the cause of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Y'all just mock my words. Amen. It goes right there. I want to thank also man of God, EHA, for sending us that recorded message of word of inspiration. It really blessed our souls, and it blessed us indeed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I told you there's always ways that we can be about the business of doing what thus says the Lord. Amen. We're talking about suffering, and, you know, we got to get an understanding about what it is that
we are suffering for. We don't want to get ourselves caught up into situations that would cause us some backlash or something like that. But what we need to do is we need to understand that when we stand up for our Lord Jesus, when we take our rightful place in God, that there will be a backlash. Amen. Goes right there. I just want to leave y'all with this one final word. Without the struggle, there can be no new strength. Amen. God bless you. God keep you all. We'll leave y'all with one of my favorite sisters in Christ, woman of God, Minister Shamika Banks. She's going to let y'all know what real love is, because when you suffer for the cause of Christ, you are experiencing the highest form of love ever created, because God is recognizing that you are standing in a place of extreme separation, pain, humiliation, degradation, just like our Lord Jesus did, and you're doing it all for his name's sake and for his glory. Talking about real love. Come on, woman of God, Shamika Banks. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. And I pray God continue to live fully in your life. Amen.
His name is the one that we call him.
That real love, that